New Year's resolution, drink less. Oh, and quit smoking. Mm. Oh. And keep New Year's resolutions.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And Chipper came, and we were all sitting in a booth, and Chipper slid in, and man, was he miffed.
He was hot.
He came in hot. But at that time, nothing was going on. So the first thing that this young lady does is head to the bathroom. So that me and Chipper are there alone. And I'm like, so, hey, Chip, what's going on? Chip, and he's like, you tell me, bro.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
You're probably smoking crack cocaine.
Aw, yeah, cats and kittens. Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my hungover friend, Chrissy. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. I'm easing you in this time. Easing you in. So that when you wake up from your hangover, you don't feel terrible.
I'm still drinking from the night before.
I know. Look at you. You little drunky skunky. Chrissy's our little drunky skunky. Listen, every podcast needs one.
That's right.
Brianna has Grace. I have Chrissy. Have you been keeping up with this whole thing about Brianna Chicken Fry and Grace O'Malley?
You are the only one keeping up with that.
I am not the only one keeping up with this. Okay, Christina's a little bit tuned into this. All right, so here it is. You ready? Okay, and well, Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Hope you're enjoying your day, watching lots of football. That's a great thing to
do. Drinking mimosas.
Drinking mimosas, having a brunch. Ringing in the new year with friends, family, or yourself, which is what I did a lot of years in a row. Now that I think about it, it's kind of sad. I wish I had joined Chrissy at widespread panic. I like coconuts. You can't break them open and they smell like ladies lying in the sun. All right, so lots of football on today. Lots of stuff to be discussed. We're here at the commercial break. We're going to take it easy on you. We're here in our pajamas, just like you are. And we're going to enjoy
a nice episode. I think we should do every show in our pajamas now.
Well, we usually do every episode in our pajamas until we got the fucking cameras in here. Now I got to wear a shirt every day. I got to wear clothes, according to Astrid. Half the time I was like a newscaster with like pajama bottoms on and a shirt.
I was wearing workout pants.
I know. Now we have to wear actual clothing to the show. It kind of sucks. But anyway, it's a small price to pay to have every episode moving forward on YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Available right now, this episode. You can watch us in our pajamas. All right, so listen. Let me give you the lowdown. Drama drop on Brianna and Grace. Brianna Chicken Fry had that big fallout with Zach Bryan. She accused him of controlling behavior, breaking up with her online, generally being verbally abusive, and then he pulled some real douchebag moves. But in this big argument that they had, Brianna Chicken Fry is a content creator and podcaster that works for Barstool Sports, owned by Dave Portnoy. Dave Portnoy supported Brianna during this whole thing, said that Zach was an asshole, had her come on his podcast and talk all about it. And it really was some weird behavior on behalf of Zach. He's kind of a douche, isn't it? He's kind of a douche nozzle, and why anybody wants... Now he's in concerts, and people are throwing stuff at him on stage,
well,
which
like
I
what?
Think is great. Cans, tomatoes. Bottles, beers, tomatoes, phones. This is a new thing people are doing. Throwing their phones on stage, hoping that the artist will take a photograph.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because, and I think this all started, if I'm being honest, with Chris Martin from fucking Coldplay. It's goddamn Coldplay's fault. Everything's Coldplay's fault. Listen, the whole world
goes
7 degrees of Coldplay. Chris Martin one time, I think this was Chris Martin, he took somebody's phone that they had thrown on stage recording. They were like making a video, and he went around the stage and did this whole number with the phone and then gave it back to somebody. So now people are literally throwing their phones at artists to try and get them to take a selfie. You are willing to lose your $1,000 iPhone to get Billie Eilish to take a photograph? That's ridiculous. You're right there. Take a photograph yourself.
Insurance.
And that's true. Insurance. Yeah, Apple does make it pretty easy. Apple does make it pretty easy to get that phone back.
Yeah.
And now everything's in the iCloud.
And a later and a newest one.
Yes. So if she takes the phone and decides to put it in her pocket and not give it back to you, now you've got her. Now you can track her to which hotel she goes to. It's all a big ploy.
Exactly.
But the behavior at these concerts is out fucking outrageous. Go see your favorite artist. Shut up. Sit down. Here's an idea. Put your fucking phone away. Enjoy the moment.
I like that.
That's when Chris Rock, when I went to go see Chris Rock, he made us all put our phone back.
Jack White's the
same way. Jack White's the same way. And that is the right thing to do. And I've recently seen that comedians are walking off stage when people start recording their sets on video And
You've seen a video?
Yes.
Of people I saw a video of someone walking
off stage because they were being videoed. But the video was coming from the club. Yes. And the actual artist put it up there. And it was someone we had on the show. I don't want to misspeak. So I want to say it was Gianmarco, but I'm not 100% sure. Okay. So Brianna, drama with Zach Bryan, big deal. She has a podcast with her friend Chrissy. You look so drunk. You really do look very intoxicated.
My hair is disheveled. I've got my disco ball.
You are doing the perfect impression of Chrissy drunk.
Drinking out of the champagne bottle.
Someone get her a bag of bread. Where's a bag of bread? That's all we need. And then it'll be.
I do need some bread to soak up this alcohol.
You can have some. You can go in my refrigerator and get it later. All right. Brianna, Grace have a podcast together. Best friends. They're BFFs. They love each other. The podcast does pretty good. It's on the Barstool Network. But all of a sudden, Grace O'Malley, who's become very popular on the internet, decides to walk off the Chicken Fry and Grace O'Malley show. She just leaves. She, no explanation. She's just not there one day. Okay. So everyone's trying to get to the bottom of it. Grace O'Malley goes through a few stand-up routines, and she drops some hints as to why she has left. And Brianna Chicken Fry comes out and says, she was not supportive of me during this whole Zach Bryan thing, so it's best that we just part ways. Dave Portnoy then gets involved because he can't keep his mouth shut, because that's how he makes his money. He just talks about drama all day.
Right.
So back right before Christmas, Grace O'Malley leaves Barstool Sports. She quits, or she leaves. And everyone says Dave Portnoy must have fired her because of the drama between her and Chicken Fry. But no, she says, no, he did not fire me. I quit. And Dave Portnoy says, Grace O'Malley's great with me. I didn't fire her. She chose to go a different direction. I wish her nothing but the best. Then Call Her Daddy announces, the lady who does Call Her Daddy announces, I am bringing Grace O'Malley onto my network to do her own podcast. Ooh. So now Grace O'Malley has gone from second fiddle to Chicken Fry during this whole Zach Bryan drama, you know, kind of the playing the back, you know, the passenger. Here's what I want to say, Chrissy. Don't go to Call Her Daddy. That's all I got to say. Don't go to Call Her Daddy.
I won't leave you. Yeah. We're in it now.
The passenger in this shit show called Brianna Chicken Fry, all of a sudden is the hottest commodity in podcasting, and Call Her Daddy has picked her up, and now she's got her own show. I think it's going to be called Unwell. I'm rooting for Grace O'Malley on this one.
Unwell's the network.
Oh, Unwell's the network?
Yeah.
What's the name of the podcast? I thought it was the name of the podcast.
I don't know, but okay. I know Unwell is the Call Her Daddy network.
Okay, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Unwell is the network. She's going to have
That's
a new
why
podcast
we have
on the network. That's right. you know, just even just 6 months ago, that would have gone unnoticed by
anyone. Because I don't know.
Yeah.
So I would have said,
do you think I have time to?
Yes, Kris Kristofferson died.
Yes. Yes, Brent
Six
Williams' penis is 10 inches
he
long.
Did die.
Yeah. You think I have time to keep up with everybody else's podcast network? I can't even keep up with my own. I mean, for God's sakes. When you're in here 17 days a week, you don't have time to talk
I'm
about
surprised
Call Her
we're
Daddy.
Not at Unwell. That would be a perfect.
I'm surprised you don't have a job alert set up.
I know. Seriously. I should. I should.
You should do that.
Oh, hey, listen. Alex Cooper, who's her name, who runs Call Her Daddy. Any you want to have a conversation? Go through Odyssey, because we really do like Odyssey.
Yes, we do. We love Odyssey.
But, I mean, if Alex Cooper called, I wouldn't hang up on her.
Well, just seems like a good name for us.
Yes.
To be associated.
Well, we keep on saying it. So many people out there, and most of them are Unwell. Yeah. So now, Brianna Chicken Fry finds herself playing second fiddle to Grace O'Malley. And I'm not rooting for Brianna. She was in an abusive relationship. That sucks. Zach Bryan is really the shithead in this whole situation.
He seems like it.
But I'm just so fascinated by all this little drama going on in the podcast network. And now, like, Travis Kelce's cousin is doing a podcast. And that's number one. I mean, for God's sakes, it's all getting out of control. Everyone has a podcast.
Yes.
I was talking to someone the other day, and they know we have a podcast, and they've been listening to it. And they said, wow, everybody has a fucking podcast. And I go, everybody has a fucking podcast. Yes. Because there's zero barrier to entry.
Right.
You get a microphone, you press record, and then you publish it on all of these major players. And if you're lucky, someone will listen to it, right? If you're lucky, someone will listen to it. Or if you pay
Dr.
Smartless
Phil.
And Dr. Phil a lot of money, a lot of money to talk about you. Oh, Joe, good old Brianna and Chicken Fry, man. I mean, good old Brianna and Grace O'Malley.
So you still don't know what the drama is between them.
She didn't, according to Brianna, if I'm going to take a guess, here's what it is.
All I know is she left.
Yeah. Brianna Chicken Fry. I don't know how to say this without being a total jerk off. How do I say this? Brianna Chicken Fry, lovely lady, lovely young lady, right? And she gets a lot of attention for being a lovely young lady with Dave Portnoy and all this other stuff. And she seems like a very lovely person also as a human being. Grace O'Malley's doing a podcast with her, and the two of them are supposed to be riding this rocket to success. And then Brianna gets all of this attention because of her interaction with Zach Bryan, mm-hmm. but Grace is left by the side. So now you've got these two podcasters who really want to take on the world together, but Brianna starts to kind of, her star starts to rise a little bit in this world. And maybe Grace wasn't so cool with all of the, you know, drama that was going on with the Zach Bryan thing. Maybe she thought that, you know, hey, while you're getting all this attention, maybe you should talk about our fucking podcast or bring that traffic to our podcast. Now, I don't know that, but sometimes there are this little interplay that goes on between people. And it's like, it can really turn into just kind of a fuck you situation. They're best friends.
That's why I let you just ride the wave.
That's why I like Chrissy. She has zero interest in being successful. I get to sit here and take all the flack, all the slack, and all the acclaim, whatever that means, whenever that comes. Whenever the acclaim comes, Chrissy's going to be fine with it. Whenever my Zach Bryan moment comes, I want to fuck Zach Bryan just so I can get some attention from Dave Portnoy also. When is that going to happen? I wish Grace O'Malley nothing but the best. This sounds great. I love it. Now she's got her own podcast.
Great just for Grace.
Another podcast to dilute our listenership. Just another podcast to steal more listeners from us. And since our audience is currently all female, I'm sure they're going to run right over there. That's an amazing turn of events, by the way.
Is it? So do you think, though, just thinking back to 2020, when literally everybody had a podcast,
yes.
Do you think it's more now or more then?
I think it is a quicker. I think people are realizing they can cut out the TV networks, mm-hmm. Netflix, Amazon. They can cut all these people out. I was just read an article about the Chicken Shack show, about how Chicken Shack.
Is that a
new restaurant? Too many chickens we're talking about
today.
My God, Chicken
Brian.
Fry, Chicken Shack, Chicken
Shack. Is that like Shake Shack?
No, it's that date show.
I know.
Okay, I read an article about this, and the guy who was writing the article said, it's amazing that she has usurped any television network, anything. Like, this might normally go on, like, you know, MTV or maybe even Netflix or whatever. She has usurped all of them, has started her own production company, and has a fabulously successful show and just as much reach, if not more, because she's doing it all on her own and she's got her own distribution through YouTube and all these other platforms, right? It does happen.
New media.
So I think everyone who otherwise would go the normal Hollywood mainstream route, mm-hmm. has figured out that you don't need Hollywood. Fuck Hollywood. You don't need the agents and the production, you know, the producers and the production assistants. You don't need all
that. Well,
we
might need an agent. Thank you, Matt. We love you.
Well, Matt is a great agent, but he's not really like, he's not agent. He's an agent, but he's not agent-y. You know, he's not like a slick, slimy kind of guy. He's a nice guy, and I like that about him. And he gets us good deals, and I like that about him, too. And he saved our asses a couple times, and I like that about him, too. But I think that all of these people who would normally kind of be funneled into this, like, Hollywood, you know, mill.
Yeah, it's been shaken up.
It's been shaken up. So now the first
disrupted.
Thing that you do is you go get a podcast so you can tell your side of the story, make people believe that you're interesting, and get it.
Tell people wrong facts.
Tell people wrong facts. Listen, this is why podcasters should not be at the White House.
That's my opinion!
Exactly. Speaking of podcasts, it is really strange that the Hawk Tua girl, ever since that Hawk coin went in the shitter, the Hawk Tua girl is nowhere to be found. She has not produced an episode of her fabulously popular podcast. She has not gone. She has not made any social media posts. She has just disappeared.
Yeah, well.
Probably a lawyer told her to do
that. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. A lawyer probably said, hey.
The SEC might be investigating you.
They might be investigating you. Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a pretty obvious scam. It's a pretty obvious scam. And despite what everyone involved in it says, it's an obvious scam. So the Hawk to a Girl no more. All right, so let's do this. Let us take a short break, and we come back. We're going to continue to celebrate New Year's with you. We're going to make some college football predictions. We're going to try and keep one or two men around the listenership around here.
I need a fresh drink.
You're drinking out of the bottle.
It's almost gone.
Oh, okay. Here, you got a one right there. All right, we're getting saucy on a New Year's Day here on the commercial break. We'll be back.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB. And you can text us anytime you want. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show. Once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
We don't need no Hollywood production staff around here. We got our own smoke machines. Fuck you. Fuck all the agents and the smoke machines. We got it covered. Fuck it. We'll do it live. All right. Happy New Year. We're back. Let's make some college football playoff predictions.
Oh,
what
yeah.
do you think,
Tennessee
Chrissy?
All the way.
Okay. All right. Settle down. I don't think so. But maybe. You never know. It's been a wild year. All right. Okay. All right, so the first game is going to be after we're recording this, so we won't be able to make that prediction. That's going to be Notre Dame at Indiana, number 7 and number 10. Let's assume that Notre Dame is going to win that one, though Indiana, I think, is a pretty good team this year. Let's assume Notre Dame is going to do that one. On yesterday, New Year's Eve, we would have had, you make these predictions, and then we'll see if they come true.
Okay.
SMU at Penn State, number 11 against number 6. Who are you going to go with? I'm going to write these down. We'll see
Penn
what happens.
State.
Okay, Chrissy says Penn State. Do you have any interest in college football?
Yeah, of course.
Do you? No.
No?
No. Okay.
All right. I didn't
think so.
You
know, I just wrote in the show notes, football, parentheses, barf.
And we wonder why 90% of our audience is female.
Sorry.
I went to an SEC school. Yes, I have a big interest in college.
Okay. I went to a school without a football team.
Yeah,
so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I wasn't into it before I went to school there. And yeah. Then, yeah.
I stepped I foot on a campus with a football team once.
You dated a girl.
I dated a girl once to a SEC school once. Right. I wrote on my resume one time I went to a school with a football team. I didn't get that job, though. Didn't get that job. Background checks.
Yeah.
All right. Number 12, Clemson against number 5, Texas.
I mean, Texas is good.
Oh, yeah.
But I want Clemson to win.
Okay, so you're going to say Clemson.
Oh. Okay.
Are you going to say Clemson? I don't know. I'm also going to say Penn State, okay? And I'm going to say Texas.
I think Texas. I have to say Texas, but I want Clemson to win.
Okay. I think that Texas, I think they're hurt a little bit about the Georgia, two Georgia yep. losses in a year. So I think they're going to come back rowdy and ready to go. All right. Another game being played on New Year's Eve is the Boise State Penn State game.
I thought we just said Penn State.
Oh, I'm sorry. Boise State against the.
We're playing Duke.
Well, it's going to be Penn State because they won. This is like the next bracket.
Oh, right. We're doing brackets.
Yeah. It's a bracket now. That's how they're doing it. That's how they're doing it now. This concludes the football portion of the commercial break. And we wonder why.
Wait, hold on. I thought we were just going to pick the winners of these games.
We are, but it's
no.
It's a bracket.
Who did Boise play to get to this level?
Boise State got a bye because they're ranked number 3.
In.
Yes, so they're number 3. Penn State will be number 6. You predicted Penn State will win, so those will be the two that play. I also predicted Penn State would win, so it's number 3 against number 6.
I'm going Penn State.
You're going Penn State. Okay, Penn State makes it to the next one.
I have
one.
A connection to Penn.
Oh, you do?
Or Pennsylvania.
What's your connection to... What? What's your connection to Penn?
Kelly's husband's family is from Pennsylvania.
All right, gotcha.
So okay. I'm just going to go that way.
Okay, I'm going to go Boise State because I think they're really good. And why do I think that? Because they have a 3 in front of their...
Exactly.
because they have a 3 and the other one has a 6 in front of it.
This is exactly how people choose brackets that's for right. Basketball.
And that's why March Madness, that's why I lose $50 every March. Because I go, oh, well, they're number 4, they're number 12, they must win. Yeah, having no knowledge of any of it. All right, and today, as we sit here, as you're listening to this show, here's the games that are being played. Number 4 against Arizona State and the Texas-Clemson winner. So we said Texas was going to win. So Arizona State, number 4, against Texas, number 5. Who's winning that game?
Texas.
Texas. Okay,
you're going to go Texas? Texas, too.
I'm going to go Texas also. So far, we're here. We're almost together except for the Penn State one. All right. Number 1, Oregon versus Ohio State or Tennessee State? Tennessee. I'm sorry.
I got to say Tennessee.
Okay. You're going to say Tennessee. I'm going to say Ohio State. Love you, but I don't think that Tennessee is going to beat Ohio. Why do I not think that? Because the numbers are different. Yeah, that's right. Because their colors are better.
My physical therapist was a really big Ohio State fan, so this one's for you, Mark.
Right, there's a lot of people from Ohio in Atlanta.
There are. It's a surprising amount.
Yes.
All right, and then the final game on today, January 1st, is going to be Georgia versus the Notre Dame-Indiana winner. We picked Notre Dame, so I have to say Georgia.
I'm going Georgia number 2 as well.
And they are looking
good. I have a connection
good.
To Georgia.
Me too.
Yeah.
My stepdaughter goes there.
Okay, so we got Georgia. And you got Georgia. So really, it's going to be, it's going to be for you, Penn State versus Texas, Tennessee versus Georgia.
Ooh.
That will be very interesting.
Matchup.
For me, it will be Boise State, Texas, Ohio, Georgia. Ooh. That is also an interesting matchup.
I like it.
So my prediction is that the Bulldogs win this all because let me tell you
bold.
This, because I've been watching all the games this season or some of all the games this season, and Georgia has had two incredible games where they went like multiple overtime. Didn't
True.
They go 9 overtimes, 7 overtimes
there was a
in
lot.
One of those games? Mm-hmm. It was crazy. It went on until midnight. It was a nut. They just kept on moving back up and down the field.
Mm-hmm. It was against Ole Miss, and Ole Miss beat Georgia.
I know.
That was a big deal for Ole Miss fans.
No, that was not the overtime one because Georgia won the 7 overtime one. That was against, I can't remember who it was against. Anyway, we don't know anything about football, so fuck us. So here's my prediction. If I had to say, as a very educated college sportsman guy, I would say that Georgia's going to win because they looked not so great at the beginning. Carson Beck, this guy who throws the ball guy,
He drives a Lamborghini.
And that's all I need to know about him. He's my kind of guy.
It goes fast.
Because nothing says humble sports guy like Lamborghini at 18 years old.
Yeah.
I mean,
he
honestly.
He should try a 2003 Accord. He should try it.
I have tried it. That's what I own.
No, but Carson Beck should try it. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well,
rev him down a notch.
Yes. That 5 years ago, he probably would have been driving a 2003 Accord, and they just would have been putting money in his mom's account. But now they can actually pay him directly, so they give him a Lamborghini. How did he get a fucking Lamborghini? Anyway, Lamborghini went straight to his head.
I think it's Lamborghini, not Lamborghini, but...
Did I say Lamborghini?
You did.
Lamborghini. It's a new breed. It's a Lamborghini.
Welcome to the AKC
Hey, it's like a Labradoodle, only with a tailpipe. They're all the rage in the Hamptons, the Lamborghini.
A Lamborghini
it's
doodle.
A mix between a Labrador retriever and a porcini mushroom. It's a Lamborghini. It keeps your brain strong while not pissing on your carpet. Protects the doors. They're lovely. They don't walk so good. And they bark a little weird.
They got hip problems.
Yeah, they got hip problems. Because all those dogs have hip problems.
They do.
Because every one of those fucking breeds has a hip problem. I saw the other day an Instagram reel. Literally in a puppy mill, like in a convention center where they were showing off new breeds of dog. And this guy was so excited. He's like, this is it's a mix between a Labradoodle and a Poopadoodle and a Zoopadoodle. It's a Fluffadoodle. And he's like, this is all the rage in Japan. It's this little tiny thing with these big eyeballs. And it was like, it couldn't keep its head up. It was a Pokemon. It couldn't keep its head up. It kept falling to the side. And I was like, That poor thing. It's missing chromosomes.
Yes.
You can't breed them like that.
I know.
They're not supposed to be bred like that.
No.
Dogs are meant to be inbred. Just keep breeding them with the same. That's how it goes. That's why mutts are so smart. When they
exactly.
try to make those designer dogs,
mutts
they end up being like
are the
blue.
Best ones.
Yes. Well, blue's not even a fucking Yorkie. I got to be honest with you. We bought a Yorkie, but that's not a Yorkie.
You don't
Yorkies
have papers.
Are small. I have no papers. Papers. I bought it in a double wide. Conyers, Georgia. I mean, honestly.
Conyers again.
Yes. It's always Conyers. Fucking Conyers.
Oh, my God. Conyers is where we rode the Ferris wheel
We
together.
Rode the Ferris wheel at the Conyers Fair.
And everybody thought we were together.
Yes. We also went to the world's biggest hoedy-doedy down or whatever it was, the Hokey Pokey Bar, whatever the fuck
oh
it
God,
was.
Oh, God, that place. Oh
that
God.
Place was terrible.
That's where, like, Chipper Jones showed up drunk and...
was mad at me because I was screwing his girlfriend and he was married.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, dive in, please.
Okay, all right. I got to tell this
okay,
story.
Yeah,
Chipper, I love you. You probably don't even remember this because God bless you, child. But Chipper Jones is a very famous baseball player in the 90s and 2000s for the Braves. He's like, he will mm-hmm. go down in history as one of the best Braves players ever. He was truly a franchise man. He played the Braves almost yep. his entire career. But Chipper had a way with the ladies.
Yes, he did.
And this was no secret.
Well, he was a good-looking guy.
He was a handsome dude, third baseman. He could sit there and, you know, all summer long and just talk to the girls on the side because he was playing third base. And Chipper had a couple of kids out of wedlock. He ended up dating a Hooters girl. That Hooters girl got pregnant. And, he had his problems being faithful. And I don't think this was any secret to anybody who knew Chipper or even didn't know Chipper.
Like a lot of...
Sportsman's people. The sportsman's people. Ben Carson, the football thrower guy. The football thrower guy. So Chipper took a liking to some of the cheerleaders for the Braves. They were called the Braves, the Bravers or something, the Brave Girls or whatever. Well, Brian also took a liking to the Braver Girls, he too. I also took
yes,
a liking.
Yes, you did.
To.
Well, we were down at that Braves stadium a lot.
A lot. And there was a young lady who was there who we kind of kindled a little flame for the summer.
It was a Yule log.
Yes, it was a Yule log. It was more like a, I don't know.
A Yule stick.
It was more like a Boy Scout trying to start a fire for the first time, fumbling around with his stick, his twigs and berries. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, she was lovely. But I knew pretty early on because she told me that she was also involved with Chipper Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, well, you know, whatever.
Let me dive in.
If it's
in.
Good enough for Chipper, it's good enough for me.
I should do this.
This sounds like a great idea. Yeah. Why not? I mean, Chipper's married. I'm not. You know, let her have her cake and eat it too. What do I care? But here's the thing. So it got hot and heavy for a few weeks, but then I just decided it was best just to be friends because I really didn't want to like be on the bad side of a professional baseball player whose personal life seemed to be a little bit of a disaster. And he would oftentimes look at us sitting in his seats at the Braves stadium, not lovingly. That's just the eye that I got. So when Chipper came to this bar.
It was this huge bar. Huge.
Huge honky-tonk.
Honky-tonk, yeah.
Huge bar.
Multiple bars, yes. the wooden dance floor, people out dancing, everything. Yeah, playing, what was that? The flip cup?
Oh, flip cup. Flip cup, when that was a popular thing to do. Back in the 70s, when that was the thing. Back in the disco years, we used to twirl and touch. But then came country western, and my arm got sore. So he came. And this young lady was there at our invite. It was like it was all the 94.9 The Bowl, all the Braves people, everybody was there. I invited her. She came. Chrissy and I took an Uber. It took 7 days to get there and $7,000 from where we lived in downtown Atlanta.
I think I was working it.
Yes. And Chipper came and we were all sitting in a booth and Chipper slid in and man, was he miffed.
He was hot.
He came in hot. But at that time, nothing was going on. So the first thing that this young lady does is head to the bathroom so that me and Chipper are there alone. And I'm like, so, hey, Chip, what's going on? He's like, you tell me, bro. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You tell me, bro.
And he was like, yeah, I bet, bro.
And he
was
he
like,
had a few. He'd had a few.
And he was like, yeah, I bet, bro. And I was like, listen, Chipper, nothing, whatever, it's done. We're over. You can,
Chip, buddy.
Yeah, I'm done having an affair with her. Now you can continue, okay? We're sharing. We're buddies. We're vulva buddies. All right, I don't know what to tell you. What do you want me to do? And he was hot. And, you know, so there was uncomfortableness for like 5 minutes as she went to the bathroom. I just kind of muddled my way through a conversation. And then when she came back, I left. But this wasn't the last time.
Came and found me immediately. Yeah. So listen to what just happened.
I know. I was like, okay, Chrissy,
time to go.
And then we took another $7,000 cab ride where we were like, can you put $5 on this card and $6 on this card? And I have $20 in cash. And then do you take Diners Club? Do you take Groupon? Remember when that was a thing? Groupon. Do you take Groupon?
Oh my God, I bought so many Groupons.
Oh my God.
I bought so many Groupons.
I think they
Groupons.
Forced us to buy Groupons at Clear Channel.
I think we started our own Groupon.
We did, like the clear half days or something, clear days.
For what? What were you offering?
Oh, the sponsors would come to us, and then every day it was a new thing.
Yeah, no, it was a massage place or a nail place or whatever.
It was a lot of massage and nail places. Let's be honest about it. They didn't have enough money to advertise, so they would give a deal out, and then they would get talked about on air. It was like a way to bring them in the door.
I just can't believe you're Eskimo Brothers with Chipper Jones.
Yeah.
Well, listen, there's a lot of things in my life that... If you would ask me what I regretted in 2013 or 7 or whatever it was, I would have been like dating Chipper Jones' girlfriend. But we remained friends for me and this young lady remained friends for a long time.
And Chipper.
Yeah, and so because he would talk to her when, you know, while he was like playing, talk to her on the field and then he would come over and talk to her on this other thing. And so I knew which seats were Chipper's, like the ones that he could give away for his family, that his family was suspiciously never there. It was always her or some of her friends or whatever. And so I always stayed out of those seats from moving forward. I was like, I don't want to be
up in the bar with me.
What's that?
And up in the bar with me.
Yeah, and up in the bar with you. And then I had this pass where I could walk down in the locker room, right? I could walk down where the players went. I could park over there. I could go inside the locker. I could go in the – I'm sure they do not do this anymore. But back then, it was a little more loosey-goosey. I could walk in past the police officer down under the stadium, and I could walk straight into the stadium where the players walked into the stadium. And I just remember one time, weeks after this whole happened, all this happened, and I'm walking past the part with all the – you know, the clubhouse where the players are, like the locker rooms, and Chipper Jones is standing there, and I was like, hey bro, and his response was I tried to keep it cool.
You did.
I was like, hey man, I don't want to fight you, you're 12 times the size of me. Now Chipper owns a bar.
I think that's right.
And I think he's been married for a while. I think he's been happily married for a while. I think he's been through a couple divorces. But, you know, anyway, whatever. Here I am spilling the tea on Chipper Jones 20 years later. It's not Brianna chicken fry, but it's some kind of drama. Okay, there you go. You got the Chipper Jones story out of me. I shared a vulva with Chipper Jones. All right, okay, let's take a break, please.
We need
get
one.
Me out of this
we
story.
Need one.
Yeah, I probably just caused a legal
divorce?
Action.
Divorce?
Yeah, there's legal action happening. All right, we'll be back.
Brian might have just said it's time to take a break, but some of us have to work right now. And by work, I mean gently nudge you, nay, beg you, to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Because listen, the more followers we get, the more clout I get with Chrissy and Brian. If you've got something to say, give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 212-433-3TCB or shoot us a text. One more thing. Check out our website, tcbpodcast.com, where you can find all of our audio and video and even request a new sticker from the Contact Us form. Bye!
I just realized that I still had the countdown going from New Year's.
For a day and a half? Yeah. Chipper was married 3 times. He was married once from 92 to 99. I won't mention their names because maybe they don't want the attention, but maybe they don't want people to know that they were cheated on. And then the wife that he would have been married to when I was around was from 2000 to 2012. So that didn't last very much longer after I left. And then he's been happily married since 2015. And he's got a number of children here and there and everywhere. here and there and everywhere.
And that's the story.
Yeah, that's the story, man. I totally forgot about that period of my life until you told me. That was a summer.
I'm here.
Yeah.
It reminds and that was a summer
that was
years.
Easy to forget, yes, because there was so much drinking going on. So much drinking going on. I mean,
those were the good old days.
Yes. So let me tell you a story about that. I'll piggy front off this, and I'll tell you this story, you know, to get you
those
in the
good,
new year
bad
mood.
Old yes. days.
Yeah, there was a good, bad old days. That's right. Like, we look back upon it fondly, but some of those days when we were in it didn't feel so great, right? A lot of people getting laid off, that the economy was terrible.
We thought our jobs were saved. We were so glad we didn't get laid off.
We're so glad we didn't get laid off. And then 3 months later, we're like, shit, we should have gotten laid off.
We got that package.
We should have taken that package. Okay, so if you I don't know if you remember this, but we used to go to this bar. I mean, I know you remember this part, Central City Tavern.
Of course.
It was across the street from my house.
You mean where we met every day?
Every fucking day we went to this place. And it didn't matter if we had gone somewhere else, we would end the night at Central City Tavern. Or we begin the night at Central City Tavern.
Because then they even start off at one place and then they move to another place.
Yes.
So we follow the newer place.
The very first place we ever went out to drink.
Next to the Mexican.
Yes, next to the Mexican place. Yes. And then they moved across the street from where I lived. Yeah. In this like shopping mall.
Which was serendipitous.
It was serendipitous.
You
could
bartender.
Walk there. Yeah, you could walk there. And I did a lot. Or you could drive there relatively safely because it was only a tenth of a mile, right? It was a tenth of a mile, and the Atlanta PD had much more bigger fish to fry than Brian.
And it was right next door to that Mexican restaurant, too.
That's
where
right.
Where you could go have margaritas.
Where I would go have margaritas and then go to Central.
And then go over to the other place.
It was my favorite 1-2 combo. Start off with the Mexican, with server some cheese dip and a couple tortillas, and then walk over and get loaded at Central City Tavern. Then go wherever it was for the night that we were going to go. Then come back to Central City Tavern. That's right. So there was a girl that was working.
That was lunch.
I know. It was so crazy. Those years were so crazy.
So crazy.
Oh, man. I'd be a millionaire if I didn't drink so much. So, and we knew all the bartenders over there, and everyone was friendly. And it was just like, it was like Cheers for us, right? It was that kind of place. Mm-hmm. And this place was enormous, the Central City Tavern. And they had a bar area. And the only place that ever had people was the bar area. The restaurant, it was just completely empty all the time. Sometimes they have a band in the corner and no one was listening to it. It's just loud and obnoxious. So there was a girl who waited tables on that side, like on the restaurant side. Restaurant at Central City Tavern, but the restaurant side. And to me, and I think to a lot of other people, she looked like LC from...
Oh, right.
Do you remember that?
I remember
that?
Her.
So
yes.
I called her LC. I would call her LC. Well... She had a kid, and over months, I wore her down, and I finally got her phone number over months of tipping and hanging out, and, you know, I always thought she was cute, but then one day, you know, we just got talking, and then we exchanged numbers. And I said, let me take you to a, she was a Braves fan. She hadn't been to many games. And I said, let me take you to a Braves game. I got that pass. I can get you in, and, you know, we could have really good seats.
I got that good, good.
Yes. And so I got that good, good. I got those third row seats where you get wet just sitting there, staring at as Chipper Jones flirts with you from the third base line. You know what I'm saying? I've shared a Volvo with that guy. How does that make you feel? Are you quivering in desire yet? How do those seats feel now? Huh?
Like a poem you wrote to your last love.
Yes. Want some cotton candy? Huh? I think I could scrounge one up for you.
That and a Jaeger. Yes. Oh, Jaeger bomb?
Yes. We sit in the seats where they don't yell at you about stuff. They bring it to you. They wait tables here. So I say, let me take you to a game. And she calls me that morning. It's a Saturday afternoon game. And she calls me that morning and she says, I'd like to bring my son. And I'm like, oh, I am in way over my fucking head now. Yes. But okay, bring your son.
Yeah, you can't say no.
Yeah. You weren't there. I remember this. Or if you were there, you were somewhere
else.
No,
I was not there.
But we go this Saturday afternoon. I get there early,
Saturday
as I
afternoon.
Always did. Yeah, it was a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I wasn't out.
I know.
In the world. Saturday afternoon.
I had managed to pick myself up and get to there. So I got there early and started drinking, as one does when they're on a first date
Correct.
With somebody. And by the time she got there with her kid, I was well in the bologna sandwich. You know what I'm saying? And the Braves cheerleader was like, we had not been, you know, together for a minute, but and this whole incident with Chipper Jones had already happened. But the Braves cheerleader was there, and she was on me. She was like on me like glue.
She felt it. You she were there felt with another girl.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So when the LC got to the stadium with her son, I tried to dedicate some time to LC and her son. But the Braves cheerleader would not leave us alone. She came up. I remember we were sitting at this table, like in one of those like park bench tables, like having a hot dog or something. Me drunk, you know, LC with her kid trying to go, oh, first guy I introduce after daddy's gone is a fucking lush.
But he's got that pass.
He's a 33-year-old divorced radio sales guy. He's got that pass. And hey, the cheerleaders like him. The other drunks like him. He must be a good guy. Now I'm thinking about this, wondering how I ever managed to get laid with anybody. And how I probably will never get laid again. After I tell this story, Astrid's going to go, oh, it's worse than I thought.
Oh, she knows.
Oh, I know she knows. Yeah, all these stories are not new to her. These are all the stories I tell to woo a woman. Let me tell you about this funny time I went to the Braves game. Knocked dicks with Chipper Jones.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Cool. So here I am. We're at this table and we're sitting there. And over comes Braves cheerleader. And she sits down right next to this girl, LC. And she starts talking to her. Oh, we love Brian here. Brian. He said he's always here. He's always drinking. He's always got a bunch of friends. It's so good. You know what? I've got some extra seats available. A little close. Let's get that little guy up there close. Chipper Jones seats. Let's get Chipper Jones seats. So she was angling. She angled to cock block me.
She did.
And she did cock block me. Because when we got down to those seats, guess who magically didn't need to work until the seventh inning? The Braves cheerleader. And she sat right there, next to LC, right there. Unbelievably. Playing with the kid, talking to LC the entire time. By the end of the afternoon, LC was
They're
like...
They were best friends.
They were best friends. I was out, and LC was like, this has
it's
been
like
a lot of fun.
It's like that threesome that you did back in the day.
Yes. Those two are in... I'm out. It's me and the kid holding our baseball bats in our hands. Well, no ticky, no tacky today, kid. Didn't get a foul ball, and I'm not going to get any balls. But hey, at least I shared a vulva with Chipper Jones. Everything
falls
well that ends
well. You'll always have that.
I'll always have that. I'm telling you what, man. It was very interesting. And, you know, hey, listen. Is many, many years ago, and I've sobered up since then, and I'm still a jerk, but I'm not drunk, so one could be forgiven for all that jazz. All right, well, listen, I hope all the college football goes well.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy
Let's get the
New
fuck
Year.
Out of here and take a vacation. Woo. God bless you. Let's get these girls home before they kill somebody. Traffic's going to be a bitch, girls, so don't hate me. But you get many, many days off, so there you go. Well, you get many, many days off. You get a few days off. I'll take a few days off. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Let me know how I can help. Well?
Yeah, can you edit episodes 665 through 672?
Oh, Chrissy, the empty promises.
I have a Mac.
I appreciate the offer.
Jeff has two screens at the house.
Life is a highway. I want to ride you all night long.
You're going my way.
I just remember that song playing at the honky tonk.
That's a deep
from
cut.
From the Rascal Flatts. It was in Cars, the movie or something. I don't know. Am I right about that? Yeah, I'm right about that.
Yeah, I'm right about that.
I think it was also just on their album, though.
Yeah. I think definitely. So, too. And Rascal Flatts, for a minute, everybody loved Rascal Flatts.
That is not who sings that original song.
I was a big fan.
Listen, how can you not like a little Rascal Flatts? It's like...
That is not who sings that song originally.
No,
really?
That's not. No, that's not who sings that song originally.
I didn't know that.
And both versions are good, by the way. It's like some one-off 80s singer. He sang the song, and it went crazy. Everybody
it
was listening
it was
to it all the time. Back in, like, 88 to 90, you couldn't throw... You couldn't... turn on a radio station without hearing that song. The original version. Rascal Flatts redid it.
Throw a baseball bat.
In 2000. Yeah, that's true. Hey, kid, come on. Let's get a baseball bat. While the Braves cheerleader cock blocks me on your mom.
They're probably best friends to this day.
What's your name again? I can't believe I'm a dad now. That's hard to believe. Yeah, that was the other thing. After that day, I was like, not ready to be a dad. I'm way too irresponsible for all that. I don't even have a car with a headlight. How am I going to take care of the kid?
Or a hood.
Or a hood. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about the show. All the audio, all the video right there from one location. Plus your free TCB sticker. Go to the Contact Us button. Drop down menu, I want my free sticker. Give us your address and we'll send you one. At the commercial break on Instagram. TCB Podcast on TikTok. And 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. All the episodes the day that they air on Spotify a couple days later. All right, Chrissy, Happy New Year. That's all
happy
I can do.
Happy New Year to you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Take a dick and keep on licking.